guys, welcome back to another Podcast Friday. My name is Oge, and this is The Oge Show, a podcast that is themed around societal issues. We talk about everything on the podcast. It's a society and culture genre of podcasting. And today we're going to be talking to someone who is going to share his high blood pressure experience with us. In 2019, he was diagnosed with, high blood pressure to the point where he was almost hypertensive because he wasn't paying attention. And the reason why I asked him to share his story is because this is Men's Health Week. And prior to this episode, I had Dr. Shola come in to discuss prostate cancer. So please do well to check out that episode and listen to it and learn a thing or two. So guys, like I said earlier, today I have someone who is going to share his experience with us, just, for Men's Health Week. And his name is Namdi. So I'm going to go live right now with Namdi, and I hope you guys enjoy listening to this and learn a thing or two. My aim to starting this podcast is to inform, educate, and entertain. And if I don't get to do any of that with each episode, then I think I have failed. So guys, let's go talk to Namdi.
What did you call me?
My name is Namdi Obiwanne. I go by the handle Obi at Obi Single Digits on Twitter. And that's basically it for now.
And you're a man. Because it's Men's Health Week. Okay, do you know this week is Men's Health Week, or even the month of June is...
I choose to identify as a man. Yes, this morning. On other days, I choose to identify as a robot. I choose to identify as a man. But today, I'm identifying as a man.
Okay. So now, Namdi Obiwanne, do you know that this month is Men's Health Month, or that this week is Men's Health Week?
Which one is it, Men's Health Week or Men's Health Month?
Both. This week is Men's Health Week proper, but the month of June is Men's Health Awareness Month by the UN. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was such a thing as Men's Health Awareness Week. But yes, Men's Health Awareness Month. I'm aware it exists. I'm not aware it's in July, but there's been a bit. I'm not aware. I thought it was in July actually.
Why?
July last year was pretty memorable for me, and I think somewhere in between there was something about Men's Health, resonating on the back of my mind. So I can't be thinking about it. But yes, I am aware now that June is Men's Health Month.
Okay, so have you had any life threatening sickness, illness, or diseases?
Okay, in July, let's take a step back. In May,
okay,
to be precise, May the 22 days after children's, I think it was May the 29th.
In
my line of work, we are privileged to have access to an HMO, through some form of medical insurance, and you are supposed to periodically, go for a medical checkup before you go for jobs. You go for a checkup. When you come back, you go for a checkup. When you're on time off, when you're at work, you have you check your blood pressure regularly, your blood sugar level. The work I do is very strenuous, at the best of times. So it's actually essential that your health, you understand, your state of health, not just physical health, mental health, is top notch, because a lot of the work we do there involves routine.
It's routine
work, but work that takes place sometimes in confined spaces, in places where there's a lot of flaring of gases. There could be there's a lot of contact with people. You know, if someone has, say, a cough.
Oh, okay.
Or the flu.
So what happened at the clinic?
So at that clinic, anyway, I escorted a friend who was going to check herself, right?
Okay.
And I just thought, you know, this hospital, I always have access to this hospital. I might as well just check my blood pressure, and I discovered it was pretty high. It was about, if I recall, it was about 145/90. 93 or 94.
That is pretty high.
Which is I think it's called it's pre-hypertensive.
Okay.
You know, there's a spectrum where you can determine what your blood pressure is. You understand? And how bad it is, or good, whether it falls within the normal range. You know, it says low blood pressure, normal high, hypertensive, you know, high blood pressure.
Oh.
If you like. So I think where on that scale my blood pressure was pre-hypertensive. In fact, some people will tell you I was hypertensive.
Okay.
But
all right.
Because I didn't have a family history of hypertension, I think they asked. Because I didn't have that kind of family history.
So how did you react when you were told, when you were given this news by the doctor after your diagnosis?
Okay, my reaction was that of disbelief. I mean, come on, it's me and my immune system and my genetic predisposition to sterling health. So it was a bit of a, it was a shock, you know. I was taken aback. I didn't believe it. I reconducted it, and it was within the same range. And I didn't, in as much as I didn't believe it, I wasn't particularly surprised. Let me put it that way. I think what really surprised me is that the doctor I saw this time around was shocked. You know, I've never seen a doctor, and he's an old, experienced doctor. This hospital at, along Port Harcourt's opposite Parbord, forgotten the name. But
okay, please don't mention any hospital's name, because
I understand. I wasn't trying to mention. I'm just trying to explain that the doctor was pretty experienced and qualified. He looked like he was in his 60s, and he told me that, look, you don't, based on the information I provided, you don't have any family members that are hypertensive. And I agree, and I said so. I said yes, and basically it means that my habits, eating habits, exercise habits, resting habits, because your sleep patterns determine, you know, come to mind a lot, and have a lot to, have a huge role to play in your blood pressure, you know, are out of whack. And I needed to wake up, you know, so I needed to change, basically, you understand?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what happened.
So after you received this news, did you share this news with your family, friends?
Yes, my friends. I told a couple of them, not everybody, just one or two of them, including the person I went to the hospital with. I also told a certain Ogechi that I have been diagnosed with, or that my blood pressure is not what it's supposed to be, for, you know, for someone like me, and she sympathized, actually. So I also told my parents. My parents are my medical practitioners, so
okay.
I had to tell. And yeah,
how did you react?
They've seen all sorts of things, so they were worried, but not like shocked, so to speak. It happens, especially when you're in an industry that there's a lot of stress on your mental health. It's a lot of stress physically, you know. And there isn't. I wasn't particularly bothered about exercise at that point in time, and my weight was pretty high. I think I was weighing about 128-129 kg.
Mm.
And that, I think I got 130 kg, which, even though I am pretty tall, I'm about 6'6", 5'6", 6'6". It's not, that is not good at all. you know, ideally, based on a body mass index, BMI, I should weigh somewhere between 100 to 105, 106 kg. Ideally, you know, to put me in the ideal ratio of height to weight. And I needed to, my mom confirmed, my dad confirmed that I needed to do something drastic. I'll do something drastic to change that thing while it was still, because I was made to understand that if I allowed it to, if I kept on with the way I was living my life, you know, eating too much of a lot of carbs and foods with simple sugars, you know, a lot of pastry, ice cream, complex foods that have a lot of processed sugar in them.
Okay.
It would. I wasn't particularly into alcohol, so, but alcohol of you know, aggravates it, especially when you take too much alcohol. You know, I think there's a recommended amount of alcohol you can take based on red wine, but if you binge drink every week or every weekend, of course your blood pressure is going to suffer. But I'm not much of a drinker, so I think the culprits in this case were the fact that
you weren't living a healthy lifestyle.
Correct. I was overweight. I was eating too much of the wrong stuff, and I wasn't doing any exercise. So the doctor talked to me.
All right.
Said, "See, I needed to change quickly." The doctor spoke to me and said, "I needed to change fast." You know, right. If I was on the verge of giving me antihypertensive medication, which I didn't want to take. So he told me basically that, see, if you don't change, you have to take this because your life is at risk. You know?
Okay. So what treatment? You mentioned hypertensive drugs or something like that. So what treatment was initiated after you were diagnosed with?
No treatment was initiated. At the time, you see, the getting to the hospital that day involved a whole lot of stress. Okay. I was in traffic. My car at the time had I think I had the flat just before. No. I was stuck in traffic. It was an issue I had with my car. I think I had a flat just before, and I had to scream at some vulcanizer, you know, things like that. But I think it may have elevated my stress levels before I walked in. And generally, your blood pressure is usually very high between midday and 3-4 p.m. because of the external stress factors. I mean, we live in Nigeria. There's always someone trying to get on your nerves, and the environment is not—it's not friendly, generally. You know, so the doctor's thinking was that fine. If we had done this earlier in the morning, it would have been a bit lower. But the fact that it is this high.
Yeah.
In the middle of the day means, look, you have to do something. It's not an excuse. Even if there are stress factors involved, you need to, it's still too high. You understand? So I took his words to heart, and he told me, basically, he prescribed medication for me. I said, I'm not taking it. I'm going to change my lifestyle today. And that was it. So to answer your question, there was some medication prescribed, but I didn't take it. I said, no, you know what? I'm not taking this.
Was that advisable for you to say no to your doctor? Because basically, you personally have...
Sorry, I can't. That taking, after listening to my mom, who knows my health better than anybody else, and she's a medical doctor with plenty of years of experience, she said, see, it's not good at all, but you can still, you're not hypertensive yet, because, you know, it's low. And if you take out a lot of the factors involved, you know, and you check it again, you probably get something a bit lower. But regardless, that is not a good, that's not a good position or a good measurement or a good reading for your blood pressure. So she told me, look, the doctor is right, you know, change your habits and check it again in a couple of weeks and see how it is. And yeah, I took those words to heart. So yeah, that was it.
Okay, so what if you didn't have parents who had medical history background? Did you have said no to what your doctor prescribe?
Of course not. I'm not. I would have. Okay. I don't like blood pressure medication. I have heard of, you know, from friends who, with their parents, because I don't really know friends who are. I don't know too many friends who have that issue, but the few I know, the few people I've related to, colleagues who have illness, you know, high blood pressure. It's not a fun thing to take, you know. There are some side effects, a lot of, you know, associated with it. It's not, and the fact that you are on it, on these drugs for the rest of your life. Basically, it's not something it's not pleasant. You know, nobody wants to be on medication for the rest of their lives, except it's multivitamins or supplements, you know, but nobody wants to be told, this medication, you have to be on it for the rest of your life, because it will keep getting worse. You understand? So I was kind of afraid, you know, I didn't want to be on it. I just believed that, I have seen this at the right time. And with a lifestyle change, I can keep it, I can reduce it. And that was what I did. And that's what I took to mind. It was a bit reckless, like you said, but I believe I was doing the right thing. And I got a second opinion. Even the doctor I spoke with initially told me the same thing. You know, his response was, "See, not comfortable with this. Use these drugs temporarily and report to me after 2 weeks." Or I said, "No, I will change my habits," and that was what I decided to do. So it was basically the doctor gave me an intervention.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
So did you experience any limitation in your daily life then or currently after you were diagnosed?
No, at the time I did not. I didn't. I felt fine. I knew I was not completely. I knew I was not fit. I mean, I could walk just a flight of stairs, 3 or 4 stairs, and oh my god, I'd be completely out of breath. Just the 11, you know, a flight of stairs, I think, like in my house, is about 11 steps. So if you climb 3, I will, you know, that's the degree that I would be completely exhausted at the top. And I knew I was not fit at all. So, I mean, I knew I needed to do something about it, but laziness anyway prevented me from doing it, and procrastination, because I kept telling myself, you know what, I'm going to do it, and you know, time continued to go, you know? So I experienced, I didn't have any, but in terms of work, the work I do is physical, but it does not involve a lot. It doesn't involve a lot of cardio, running up and down and stuff. But there's a lot of physical exertion encountered during it, but not so much walk, running around, you know, things like that. But no, I didn't really experience any change. As far, I didn't feel like this was really impacting my work. Though at times, if I needed to, special arrangements needed to be made for me. For instance, if I needed to get on a helicopter, for instance, I needed, because it's a minimum weight, a maximum weight you can carry, and that's your body weight plus your bag. You know, and because of my weight at the time, if I needed to fly in or fly out from the location, I needed to change. I needed to wait. I don't fly. I'm not flown out or flown in on priority basis, because it's people that have good or normal weights that you can easily fit in. You know, if you, for instance, you need to carry 6-7 adults with the average weight of about 100 kg, you know, and or less. And let's say the chopper can carry, helicopter can carry 600 kg. In passenger weight, less, and then I alone, I'm weighing 130. I mean, plus my bag would be probably 50 to 60 kg. That's putting it at 200 kg for one person. That's a lot of money, in terms of rental. So, it was a bit humiliating, you know. That, so it was something I needed to change. It wasn't just because of the blood pressure thing. It was also because to the dynamics of hypertension and blood pressure things. It's not an exact science. There are different medical bodies that have a different way of judging hypertension. You understand? High blood pressure. So some people call 140 hypertensive. Some say it's pre-hypertensive or pre-high blood pressure. Some say it's high ideal.
Okay.
You understand? But generally, yes, it's you don't leave your health to, like I say, you don't speculate, or you don't go estimating based on your health. You don't speculate, or you don't it's not a gamble. Once it is, it's not something you gamble with. Let me put it that way. If you have a cold, you try to think, okay, this could be worse. It could be pneumonia. The idea is you don't want to be a hypochondriac, someone who is unnecessarily obsessed with their health and always thinks they are sick, but you don't want to be completely careless or negligent. So